Hello and welcome to the first episode of the MacGyver Podcast. I'm your host, Thomas Duke.
And I'm Matt Jackson. And what we'd like to do, our goal for this podcast is one, to discuss all the wonderful things that MacGyver has brought to our lives, but also yours as well. One of the plans we'd like to do once we get up and going is to have some guests come on, hopefully some actors from the show, as well as listener mail, and want to hear what you guys would like to hear from us.
Right.
And we're like, going to do some commentary on some episodes.
Right. Plan to do all seven seasons, hopefully. But our dream for this podcast...
And the two movies. Don't
forget
the movies.
Right. And our dream for this podcast will be to interview Mr. Richard Anderson himself.
Well,
get Rick on the show. That would be great. Of course, we'll have some other actors, like Bruce McGill maybe, beforehand, which would be wonderful. And so part two of this episode will be the commentary of the season one episode pilot. So definitely give that a listen when it comes out. And so right now we're going to talk about how both of us came in to know the wonderful character of MacGyver. So Mac, why don't you start us off?
Sure. Well, I'm 37 at the moment. So when MacGyver came out, I must have been 10, I'm guessing. And I was already a fan of Henry Winkler from Being the Fonz. And when Happy Days ended, they made a lot of fuss over the fact that he was going to be coming out with two new shows.
Right.
One of them was called Mr. Sunshine. It was about a cranky blind guy. Jeffrey Tambor played the part. And it was funny. And, you know, I was a kid, so that wasn't as exciting to me as, say, an action-adventure show. And it didn't last, but they said his next show would be about a special agent who doesn't use a gun. So I remember the day being up in my parents' room, getting ready to watch that first episode, and it comes on. And again, I was watching it because Henry Winkler. Starts right in the middle of the action.
Right, and it puts you right into it. It's no build up.
Yeah.
You're just he's on the side of a cliff. Right.
You know, I mean, he's charming and he seems real.
Yeah, I think the way they describe it in
sincere guy.
Later episodes was the quick wit and quiet charm.
Exactly. So. Right. And you could tell it's not a guy who's gonna run in front of a gun and expect the bullets to bounce off his chest.
Right. Exactly.
And I'm watching it and I'm thinking, okay, well, this is kind of neat. This is cool. And when you're 10, if you don't like something, that's it. You're not going to bother to waste your time. But if you do, you know, you're tuning in every week. And I was hooked. I mean, this is a guy like, wow, how does he think about this stuff? The fact that it was a real scientific...
Right, it's thing. real things. It's like, not just made up stuff.
So I want to be this guy. This is my first thought. I want to be this guy. Because without trying, he's already so far ahead of everybody else.
Right.
He doesn't brag about it.
He's very humble.
Humble as can be. Very self-deprecating. Is willing to admit, I don't know if this is going to work.
And the humor. Yeah, when you ask him, you know, you'd say, you sure this is going to work? No, but I sure am going to try. You know, it's funny.
Yeah.
Right.
And so you never got that cocky, arrogant. And back in the 80s, anybody who remembers, they had that type of character around all the time who was obnoxious or tried to be superhuman or was very unrealistic. A-Team comes to mind, you know. Where
Mr. T,
yeah, perfect example. Sweet guy in real life, but on the show he's the strong guy, and you know, pities the fool, and it's very almost comical in how over the top it is. So, you know, you get MacGyver who comes in who just without trying to be, is so far above everybody else. He doesn't need to brag. He doesn't need to be cocky. You know, doesn't need to let everybody in the room know what he's about. It just happens to be a little, what would you call it? Skill in his back pocket.
Yeah.
And, I was hooked. And then through the years, I mean, you know, you'd hear, wow, this guy's wonderful. Not only is he smart, but Richard Dean Anderson brought to the character was the personality.
Correct, I always say, and it was wrapped around him.
Exactly. I always say, you know, the gimmick of a guy who uses science to get out of trouble, that gets you in the door. But what kept you in the seat was the fact that Richard Dean Anderson let his personality, his likes, his dislikes, become MacGyver.
Yeah.
They were smart enough to pick him and go, okay, we got something special with this guy. Let's find out more about him and make MacGyver Richard Dean Anderson.
And the hockey part of it too. You know, that's where.
Well, the hockey part, yeah, but I mean that wouldn't have swayed me either way personally.
No, but it's still.
But fun it, to yeah, work. It is a great. You know, obviously Richard Dean Anderson loves his hockey.
Oh, for sure.
But, you know, I wanted to find out, okay, how much of this guy should I believe? For example, when I loved the Fonz, I'm like, wow, this guy's great. You know, and again, I was even younger than 10. So you do a little background, you realize that Henry Winkler is not the Fonz.
No, not at all.
He says that he's like, no, I'm not as cool as the Fonz. I've grown to love and respect him as a person, but when you first see the shy, quiet gentleman who's playing the part of MacGyver, it's almost like night and day.
Yeah.
You know, so I didn't want to be fooled again. So when I started to do a little digging, I thought, okay, before I have MacGyver as my idol, let me find out where reality sets in. And the actor, for all I know, the actor could have been a jerk. I don't know. And once I did the research, I went, oh no, it's actually, other than the MacGyverisms, it's the same guy.
Exactly.
I mean, to watch Richard Dean Anderson is in anything, you can see what a sweet guy he is and how humble he is and inspirational to me personally, as I know you, just a exceptional human being. And to find out that, okay, that's why they decided to have MacGyver be such a nice guy. You know, the things you learn from MacGyver besides the MacGyverisms is certain mottos that you carry through the rest of your life.
Right, and, you know, do things for other people, you know.
Yeah, do like more.
Yeah.
Do more. There's always a way out. Where there's life, there's hope. You know, the inspirational stuff that you never forget.
Correct.
And it's not heavy-handed either. It didn't bash you over the head with, you know.
No, they just, you know, slowly put it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just by him being the person that he is. And for me, as much as I love the MacGyverisms, it's the quiet moments that mean as much to me, too.
Yeah.
Like when they show him at home or show him coming back from a mission, just interacting with his neighbors or, you know, people.
Just people in general.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they'd have debates that I know I've had with people, and it's taught me how to interact better and get my point across and know when to fight more and when to back off.
Right. That's just as important.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of people who I know are hooked on just the MacGyverisms. That's right. Fine. But if you dig deeper,
you get more of the character.
Yeah. And you know, because of that, Richard Dean Anderson, a.k.a. MacGyver, Jack O'Neill, all the other parts, but Richard Dean Anderson has been my idol ever since.
Yeah.
You know, but it was MacGyver that got me to know who he was and get that ball rolling. And listening to this podcast, everybody will hear us constantly bring up personal stories.
Yep. I've got a couple
where
too.
It's applied. And I'll tell you, for me, it's applied my whole life.
Yeah.
Ever since 1985, you know, I have some wonderful role models in my life that I, you know, through family and friends, but you know, I also have certain inspiration that I've taken from people in out there in TV or whatever. And to a reasonable extent, Richard Dean Anderson, you know, is a big one.
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, the fact that he stayed humble, this is a guy who...
Because he could be arrogant if he wanted to.
He could be a son of a bee if he wanted to. And for nobody sure. would blink an eye. They just, yeah, well, he's Hollywood. He's, you know, it's a cliche to be the snobby actor. But
he's so different from the rest.
Yeah.
Now there are other humble actors, but yeah.
But to watch him through the years and know that there, watch him do an interview or listen to an interview, One of the things I even learned from him is how to be self-deprecating and how to, because, you know, by listening or watching any of the YouTube clips of interviews that he's done through the years, boy, they set him up where they can, hey, here's a thing, here's a tube of toothpaste and a paperclip, make me something.
Yeah,
you could very easily fall into an uncomfortable type of interview. Instead, he's able to laugh and smile, and I've learned from him how to avoid uncomfortable conversations. You know, especially since he's on the spot like that.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that is something that still amazes me, because I go back and watch them or listen to them, and well, you really pick up on that. And I don't think many people would be able to navigate those waters so well.
Yep, for sure.
How about you?
Well, seeing as I was negative 10 when the show came out, I didn't come about it the more natural. I didn't come about it because I'm 16, but I didn't come about it the more natural way. But there was this show a couple years back, I guess it was about 3 or 4 years, on PBS called Design Squad. And it was about high schoolers competing in engineering competitions to win a scholarship. And one of the guys, whatever, they were asking them who their role models was, one of the guys said MacGyver. And at the time, like a friend of mine or my brother, whatever, was watching it. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go check this out. So I got like season 1 for Christmas, whatever. Hmm. And that first episode, I just instantly fell in love with it. And it's just like, man, you know, just everything that you said, you know, the character and how he's so humble and how can you react under pressure so well. And he can think of things on the spot. And no, he's not always going to get everything right because he's, you know, he's human. But, you know, he's always humble. And that's, you know, what intrigued me about it. And then I found out, like you did, that Richard Anderson is a lot like him and how they, of course, you know, we, of course, came across the show in different generations. So, of course, the information was a little different, I guess, sure, that I found, because things have happened since then. Of course, the show has ended and all that. So, and yeah. I just instantly fell in love with it, you know, and I've got several stories like you do. I'm sure that I've, you know, just think, what would MacGyver do? And then apply it, because, you know, it does help a lot to think that.
And I'll tell you too, it went to think that way when you just reminded me when you said, what would MacGyver do? It just by that inspiration alone, it keeps you in a positive attitude.
Always. If you just have MacGyver that on your mind.
Is very positive.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's definitely. In his case, it's life and death situations. And yes, he's worried and you know, scared to death times. But still, he keeps a positive attitude. Okay, this didn't work. Well, that's okay. We're going to tweak it, and now it's going to. And it helps me stay a happy camper. I know that.
For sure.
You just, okay, a situation happened. You can waste your time getting upset about it, or you can fix it.
Yes.
Yes. But and I know you'll feel the same way. There are times where friends around you go, oh, man. All right, I guess we're in trouble. We're not going to be able to do this.
Yeah.
And it feels, ugh. I get a little tingle and I'm like, ah, no.
No, you can do this. Not yet.
You know, right. I don't give up hope when other people do.
Right, because you always got to maintain that. Because if you always have it, then you know, the worrying will be a little bit less. Because you can always, even though you don't always completely confident, you always have that thing of what if.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then that can keep you going in certain situations. Everyday situations.
You don't have to be dangling from a cliff in order to use it either.
Right, you can just be in a room or something when something happens, you know.
If you're at work or, you would know because you're a computer guy, something doesn't work on a computer.
Right.
Let's be realistic, there's a way.
Always.
There's got to be a way.
There's a will, there's a way.
Exactly. And it's all wonderful, wonderful stuff. So one of the, like I was saying before, what we want to do is have people write into us.
Right, and ask us questions and tell us your stories too, and we'll read them out. We can do that. That'll be nice because our email address is MacGyverPod@gmail.com, and I'll have that link in the iTunes description and on the website page, of course.
And also look for us on various other sites, say Facebook. There's yours, which is... Thomas Duke. Right. Yes. And I'm Mac Jackson. There are two Mac Jacksons. So I'm the one.
Mac W. Jackson.
Mac W. Jackson. And also, I have a band, my wife and I, Harmony Constant.
She's so cool.
Well, thank you.
He's really good, guys. You got to listen to him.
Sorry?
I said, guys, you got to listen to him. He's really good. This man is talented.
Thank you sir. But yeah, I mean, you'd be able to find us through that. We have a fan page on there. But I'm constantly posting, as are you, I know, anything right. MacGyver related. And if you could follow us through that, or I know there's a Harmony Constant page on, MySpace, Twitter. I'm on Twitter at, Mac Jackson. I'm actually looking at it right now.
I'm at TD667, but I will be setting up a MacGyver Podcast Twitter page as well.
Good, good. And it's, yeah, I'm at Mac, M-A-C-W, Jackson. So you could find us on there, too. Like I said, feel free. I mean, give us suggestions.
What would you like? Feedback is what we would like.
What do you want to hear? We're going to have different music introductions and outros to the show just to keep things interesting. As much as I know we love the theme song, I would think after a while it might get on people's
After notes. Episode 100, I think people might want to be hearing something else. Just saying. You know.
How many times can you... Da, 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 da.
Da, 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 da. Hey, it's both of our ringtones, so it's not like we don't hear it enough, you know?
Yeah. You know what? I went to the phone place to have them try and download, I don't know, update it. I was having some trouble. And I think I have to check into it, but I think the guy accidentally erased my ringtone.
No! Yeah. The humanity!
It would be the third time that I've had to download it. Because, you know, every time you get a new phone, which used to be, what, once a year you would trade in the old one?
Right.
The,
I had to go through tons of trouble to get it on my phone because I don't have a data plan. I had to reduce the bit rate of it and get it. It was compressed to the file, then it was a mess. But it's worth it because people are like, "Hey, what is that?" You know. Then you get to tell them, they're like, "Oh, that's cool."
Yeah, and I had them. Well, a lot of people think I'm very proud when they recognize it.
Yeah. So my one time, I had someone tell me it was the A-team, and I was like, "Nope, not quite."
Don't even.
I was like, "That's a little bit of an insult, actually." I was like, "At least you got the same decade, but come on."
Honestly. Well, you know, I collect comics, and every week I go into the comic book store, and Wednesday's new comic day, so right. It's crowded, and I love when someone would call, and they can hear it, and the whole store goes silent.
You get your wife to call while you're in the store.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's the MacGyver theme song, and I'll yell out, "That's right, good job," you know, I'm very
A couple times I've actually caught myself, like, when I'm in the mood, I just won't answer a call, because I'll be listening to the theme, and I was like, "Oh, wait, someone's actually calling me, that's not just the theme song playing, whoops."
And I still get a little chill when I hear it, you know?
Yeah, because it's just like, it brings back the memories that you can still have.
Yeah, and I try to get the Stargate theme song, too, the SG-1 theme song.
Right.
Couldn't find it, they don't have it. Verizon. And for whatever reason, it was not only was it impossible to get that one, but the MacGyver one.
Do they have the MacGyver theme actually on the phone website?
I believe so, but I had to talk to somebody live on the phone and, you know, make this work, I told them.
Get this to make this happen.
And the guy said, "No, I'm sorry, sir, we don't have that." I said, "Nope. I've downloaded it twice already."
Like, that's not good enough.
Yeah, let's dig a little deeper, shall we? And he found
it. Go into your files, yeah.
But, yeah, and of course it doesn't pop up when you download it. It doesn't say MacGyver theme.
It just is instantly on there?
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
So it's actually like a number.
I have to save mine as a music file, then make the music file my ringtone, and then shorten it down to 26 seconds, and ugh.
I know. Well, and that's the part too. It always starts with the ba 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 instead of the you know.
Mine starts one ba late. It just starts in the middle of this because there's nine of them actually. I've counted before, and it starts like in one and a half, almost two. So it's a little short, but it's all right. It doesn't matter because you can.
And it gets your attention, I guess.
Yeah, he's just like, whoa, every time, and then.
I guess if it did the quiet part in the beginning, we would be missing a lot of calls.
I would just probably not even answer. It's like that's not even gonna motivate me to answer the phone.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I have to look for it. If I lost it again,
I don't know. MacGyver Online forums. They have it on there.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
Is it
under the audio section? They have. Yeah, it's free. Under the audio section, they have it. Yeah, the ringtone. For sure.
Well, you'll have to help me try and do that.
Yeah.
Send it to my phone and use it that way.
Yeah, you can. Because you can save it as a music file and make the music file.
See, I don't know if my phone will let me do that.
It should. I don't have data on my phone. It still does.
Yeah. Hey, my big advancement was the fact that I have a keyboard now on my phone.
Yeah, so do I.
That whole slidey thing.
Yeah, I've got touchscreen and keyboard. It's nice.
I hate to text, but in today's day and age, you really don't have a choice.
No, you've got to.
You know? and I wasn't going to do A, B, C.
I wouldn't have even gotten a phone if I had that as my option.
Yeah, well, that's how I used to do it. And then when the new phones, you know, when it was time to get a new phone, that was the first thing that my wife and I said was, okay, give us one that's with a keypad, please.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I don't have the internet or anything like that on my phone.
Data plans are expensive. They're really expensive.
Oh, no kidding. Just to have, what is it, an iPhone.
Golly.
That's $30, I think.
Just for the internet. And that's 20, yeah, and then you can override your data if you have $25 a month.
Yeah. See, no, thank you.
That's plus the actual phone service.
Yeah.
I think. I'm pretty sure. So it's crazy.
I'll be happy to get the iPad 2 now that the price is dropping.
Yeah, lucky you. I've got a Kindle Fire, and those are pretty fun, too.
Yeah,
because you can hold those actually in one hand. That's got a 7-inch touchscreen, and it's nice. It's got a really smooth back. It's big enough, but it's not too big. You can still hold it. I can, you know, barely hold it in one hand, but it's got good audio on it, and you can do everything on it.
Well, one of the things that's actually
where
me.
It's where I started watching Cheers was on the Kindle Fire Prime membership thing.
Great show.
It's a fun show. 27 Emmys, 9 seasons. It's crazy.
Oh yeah, it really was an excellent.
Ted Danson's on CSI. Which one is he on?
I know it. I haven't cared this much about CSI since Grissom left.
He is crazy. He's just awesome. He looks about the same. It's just hair color's changed.
Well, anything I've ever seen him interview or whatever, seems like a real down-to-earth sweet guy. And his wife, Mary Steenburgen, will tweet back and forth now and again, which is kind of cool. Yeah. So I got to actually tell him.
That's awesome.
yeah, how great it is to have him on there.
And you've tweeted with Rick, too.
Why, yes,
which
I have.
Which is, like, I envy you for that. It's just
dream
like
come true stuff.
I'm telling you,
it's the second best thing to actually meeting him or talking to him.
Which I think we both probably would, like, freak out if that happened. Probably wouldn't.
Nice too, because one of the things I found out by just recently, actually, people are goofy. Some of the people that post
crazy
stuff to him on Twitter.
Crazy.
They talk about, I want to roll around in your chest hair. I don't want that.
And how do you think, like, when he reads those things, it's just like, delete, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, the whole reason I know he's made it known that he's wanted to communicate with fans.
Right.
Well, and I love that. And if Twitter's the way that he's comfortable doing it, great. I'm thankful for any of it. He used to just do it through the R.D. Anderson site through Kate.
Right.
Kate does an excellent job. I'm hoping she's going to be listening to this.
Should be fantastic.
But, you know, I know he's wanted to communicate, but the problem with Twitter, besides being limited with what you can type, you have to learn to abbreviate everything. You get people, apparently in his case, anybody can say anything they want.
Right, anybody, and that can be a problem sometimes, but it is, you know, freedom of speech.
Yeah, but if you're freaking goofy, it's painful when I look at what people say, because I know what his intent is.
Yeah, see, I don't even read what people say, because I know it's mostly goofy stuff.
Yeah, I only did it recently when people were up in arms about something that he posted, and because of how limited you are, it came across in a different way than how he intended it. It basically, he was trying to tell politely someone who I guess was stalker-ish to please back off.
Yeah, stalker-ish.
And people got upset thinking that he was telling everybody to back off. But those who are following anything he says knows that that wasn't the truth. That wasn't what his intent was. And he quickly responded, that wasn't to everybody, that was just to one particular person.
Yeah, please don't anyone take
Well, that made me go back and look at, wonder what people are posting to him.
I'm sure he probably deleted it, though. Yeah.
You know, I don't want to know about people wanting to roll around in his chest hair.
Yeah, I don't think anybody does.
So, you know, whenever I communicate with anybody, whether it be him or anybody else, I want it to be, one, interesting and worthwhile reading, you know, two, intelligent.
Right, because you don't want to sound like, you know, a 9-year-old. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to come off as crazy.
Capitalize your eyes. That's a...
Exactly.
Because you can instantly tell what someone's like if they don't capitalize their eyes, you know.
Yeah.
The time.
So I apparently came across sane enough that he felt comfortable responding to me.
It's just like the coolest thing ever.
Oh, yeah. I tell you, I was the envy of many a site.
I would bet.
A lot of people were chiming in saying, wow, not only did he respond, you had a nice little back and forth conversation.
Yeah.
But it pays off to be sane. relatively.
It does. It pays off to be sane.
Yeah. That should be a bumper sticker, right?
It does. Be sane. But yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that gets back to what we were saying about hopefully once we prove ourselves as being...
yeah, that would be my dream list to interview.
Good guys. Nick, yes. Yes.
Which would just be amazing. Fantastic.
Well, and I know I've said this to you when we weren't recording. I want to just let the man talk.
I don't. Yeah, I would literally just listen to him talk for 2 hours and just say hello and then bye. That's like, well, that would be fine with me because knowing that he's talking to me.
Go back and watch any of his interviews.
I've watched a lot of them.
Right. Well, I mean, people are listening. Yeah. I know you have, but if anybody goes back and watches him on, say, Regis and Kathy Lee or Jay Leno.
They just don't shut up.
Not only do they not let him answer.
It's annoying.
Which drives me nuts because I want to hear what he was going
to
say.
Yeah, you're having him on the show to ask him questions. When you ask him a question, actually shut up and let him answer and not just say, okay, let's talk about this.
Well, what they would do is they'd use his beginning of an answer as a setup for their own joke.
Yeah.
And that's, you know...
And he'd have such a what makes him just a great man is he'd have such a great spirit about it. You know, he could be a jerk about it, but he just, you know, he kind of goes with it. But you can tell he's a little annoyed, but which I think most of us would be, you know, if they did that.
Right. Well, and he smiles and handles it well. But I know I would yell at the TV screen at Jay Leno because interview after interview, he's like, so how's your love life? If he doesn't want to talk about it. Get off his case.
Right.
Don't make it a constant comeback every time and tease him about it, you know, and then he's dating someone who's younger than him and Leno wouldn't get off his case about it. And
yeah,
I could tell as much as Rick was smiling and being nice about it, it was painful to watch on his behalf. You know, he did those, I watched a couple other interviews where the guy, the girl didn't know who they were talking to, and they're asking him questions about either his personal life, which were inaccurate, or Stargate, which were inaccurate, or MacGyver. And know your stuff before you talk to him.
Right.
You know, so if and when we're lucky enough to have him on our show, I don't want to ask the same old questions.
No, we're probably going to go back and listen to the interviews and make sure we don't ask any of the...
No, I honest to God, I know them by heart and I know what I don't want to bring up.
All right.
You know, and also I just want to let the guy talk. Let's, you know, let the man have a conversation.
Right.
Finish a freaking thought.
And what we'll also do for that is, and with any other celebrities that we'll get is we'll, have you guys send in questions for that person and we'll ask them that. And you can hear the answers that way, which will be really cool.
As long as it's not, can I roll around in your chest?
Right, of course, we'll weed out the bad questions. I certainly wouldn't be the one to ask him that.
Man,
I'll
tell you. And on top of that, it really made me feel special when I knew that out of all the people that typed to him every day,
he replied to me. You think maybe it was like coincidental or that he just saw it or you think you were, I don't know.
Well, I know he's not on every day, or at least that's my assumption.
I'm sure he doesn't go back and read all of them. At least I wouldn't, because that would take forever.
I think he does.
You think so?
I do. I think he does. I just don't think he posts as often. Like, you'll get a sporadic here and there.
Right. Yeah, like recently
he said about the FedCon. His last comment was about the hockey game that was on the other day.
Right, the Kings and yeah.
Yeah. So,
which I think he's a fan of the Kings. So,
yeah. Well, me too. Ever since Gretzky. But
Yep.
When you know
Calgary, though, you gotta like Calgary, especially from the show. And many times he wore that hat.
Yeah, that's true.
Flaming Sea, because that was the first episode when we see him wear that hat and gets off the helicopter.
Yeah, here he goes, and so it begins. Congratulations, Kings! Congratulations on Game 1 overtime victory versus New Jersey. You look great, guys, MacGyver says.
Which is, like, the coolest thing ever. Because, like, I'm sure some of those guys know him as MacGyver.
So I think if you have a chance to, if you have any chance of him responding to you, I think you have to catch him while he's on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you got to be, I know from his point of view, he has to be careful of what he says.
And sometimes his daughter, we can talk about that too, his daughter gets on sometimes.
Yeah, I know she used to have her own... her own page. I don't know if she does now, but because she started acting and has done a pretty darn good job I've seen.
Oh, that's right. Heard. Yeah.
So
and the vlog they recently posted of him and And his daughter is just hilarious because at the end she goes, "Thank you for saying that. Yes, he is a great actor and he does need to work out because he is fat." And he turns to the camera and goes, "What?"
Very sweet. Well, I wish he'd do more
blogs. It's like a father-daughter moment. It's really cool to see him, you know, in that, you know.
Well, I don't know if you knew, but for years he wanted to have kids. He was constantly – one of the constant questions about, you know, how's your love life? How come you're not married? And I respect and love the fact that he didn't rush into a marriage.
Right, because that would have been terrible.
You know, he even said, you know, he wants the institution to work for him. But again, you have to be choosy. You have to be picky. You know, same thing, I guess, with George Clooney. George Clooney hasn't gotten married, and people still bust his chops. Yeah, I'd rather someone be very, very picky with who they end up with.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you're going to be with that person, seriously. Yeah, you have to be with that. I mean, you're saying, for better or for worse, you know, sickness and health, you know, you're saying that, so it's not like you want to go and lie, you know, break that. So people do need to take it seriously, and you do need to take your time because you're supposed to be with that person for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
And, you know, and your story, which
that he doesn't rush into it.
And your story about how you met your wife, we'll have to talk about sometime because it's just, you know, really cool.
Thanks. Oh, yeah, it's almost, it could be a made-for-TV movie.
Yeah, it's definitely.
One of the things that I know they would say was, well, don't you want to have kids? And he would go on about, oh, yeah, I can't wait to have kids. You know, I know I'll be a great dad and a better grandfather and all that wonderful stuff. So when he had Wiley, I was so happy for him.
Yeah.
And to listen to him, he beams when he talks about his daughter.
Good dad.
You know, I know I do the same with my two kids.
Oh, yeah, and your kids are great. Mikey's hilarious.
Honest to God. Well, Mikey, who's three at the moment.
He's really smart.
Honest to God, I'm very blessed. I'd love to take credit for that, but I think we just got lucky.
Yeah.
Or he's taken after his mom in that
fashion. Gotta give her some credit, too.
But it's great, too, because he's at that age where I can show him MacGyver. And he wears his flight jacket like
which
I do.
Which is the cutest thing ever. And tell people what he said. What he said about it.
I have a blue one. And I have the bomber jacket, you know.
Right.
And all that, coincidentally. Well, he has a green flight jacket. And he calls it his MacGyver / Jack O'Neill jacket. Because he knows on Stargate they wear the green jacket. So every time he wears it, and now it's like whatever shirt or jacket he wears, he unzips it or unbuttons it to the middle of his chest, and he tells whoever's listening, we could be at church, we could be in a mall, I unzip it down like this so I could be, you know, just like MacGyver does.
Which is so cute.
Oh, it's adorable. And people are going, what? I don't, because, you know, that's not a signature MacGyver thing, but I showed him. You know, you have to unzip it a little. Not everything has to be zipped up. And I guess one of the episodes that we started watching, we've gotten maybe 5 episodes into it with him. He sees that, okay, he had it unzipped a little bit, so it stuck.
Uh-huh.
Something about it stuck in his head. It's so funny.
Yeah.
But he knows. And now, you know, got him watching Stargate last night. He watched his first episode.
Yeah.
And
do you like it?
Walks and, oh. He's all well, and it helped that I picked one that had a lot of action.
Did he recognize Richard Dean Anderson?
Yeah, he knows that if his hair is lighter and longer, he's MacGyver.
Yeah, longer.
If
sure.
Shorter, he's Jack O'Neill.
That's amazing because that just goes to show you how smart this kid is.
Honest to God, he's amazing. The things that he comes off with.
Yeah,
but you know, hey, I picked an action oriented episode, and now he wants to watch more.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with MacGyver, I'll say, look, see what he's doing there. He doesn't know how he can't get out of there, so he's taking this and he's taking that, and look at what he did. So if I show him how impressive that is, he goes, "Wow, okay." You know, he wants his nickname to be Mac as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, that's, you know, yesterday we're driving home and he wanted to understand what a nickname was.
See, and he asks intelligent, because that's an honest, intelligent question. Most 3-year-olds wouldn't ask that.
I know, his vocabulary makes him sound like he's a little English gentleman, too. I would prefer not to do that, Dad.
because I can just hear him saying that. Because he's come on, when you and I were talking one time, because this is our second go at this, because the first recording messed up, but when... You know, when we were still fiddling around with it, Mikey, I think, he walked into the room, right, and he started playing his – he told me hello and everything, and he started playing his keyboard, and he told you he couldn't play if you were talking, which was, like, the funniest thing ever.
Daddy, Can you not talk right now? I'm gonna play my keyboard.
Which is like, oh, like, I was like, I'm not gonna argue with that. All right. Like, my son is going to play. Goodbye.
Yeah. So yeah, he's being raised right on, you know, good TV.
Oh yeah. And he's hey, raise him up with MacGyver. Start him young.
Right. Well, yeah, and that's the other thing too, because he knows, as I did, you get a good influence going, and it ripples through your entire life.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And you can base. You know, you can't base your life. Well, you could base your life just off of that, but you need other influence. But like, if that's, you know, a big part of it, your everyday life will be so much better.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know, I was thinking about this. I have, as many people, I like Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
And cool. But you know what? As much as I like Indiana Jones, and I was talking to a fellow fan too. He, as exciting as that is, he doesn't apply for everyday life.
No, not as, because you're not going to have a whip with you all the time.
Well, yeah. And you're also not, yeah, it's...
running from Germans.
Exactly. I mean, it's fun and it's exciting and all, but, you know, you watch MacGyver, like I said, those quiet moments where it shows him at home, you right. know, or somebody
playing
shows
the guitar
up and
or...
wants to have a conversation.
Right.
I know I learned how to debate by watching MacGyver.
Yeah, because can he debate.
Yeah, well, I mean, just even the accepting what somebody else is saying before you counter.
Yeah, and not going, that's stupid, because that's not how you debate. You want to accept what the other person's saying and process it before you just go and point fingers and say, that's stupid.
Well, you know? I'm thinking of certain episodes now that I know when we do the commentary, I'm going to point out and show you, like, this is exactly what I'm talking about. And he makes this point, and he's right, but he's also dealing with someone who's very stubborn, too.
Right.
So how do you break through that? And it applies to your everyday life.
Yes, most definitely. Yeah. Now, what I was going to say is what I forgot to mention at the beginning of this podcast was Mac and I's goal for this is we want it to feel really relaxed because we're just leaning back in our chairs talking about MacGyver and having a good time. We don't want this to feel scripted because it's not. And so we want you to be, you know, relaxed while you're listening to it. So, you know, give us feedback on that and tell us how we're doing on that because that's what we're definitely trying to do for sure.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know how we would be able to play it. I'm sure you would know before I would. If the listeners out there, instead of just typing a question or a comment, feel free to record something and send it to us.
Yeah, that's fine if you want to do that too. Yeah.
That would be exciting. I'd like to hear people's voices, you know.
Yeah, because it's fun, you know, because then you can always tell someone's talking through text.
And you know, this too, but isn't it great that there's something that, oh... there's nothing dated about MacGyver.
No, it endures, obviously, because this is, you know, what, 27 years later, and it's still endured, you know.
Yeah, well, think about the countries. There was just something about a country who the channel's ratings went up because they started showing during the day MacGyver repeats.
Which is so cool.
Right. And well, and again, it doesn't stick itself in the 80s and early 90s. That happened to be when it was, but it didn't hold up a big billboard and say, you know, this is an 80s show, or I know people like to make fun of his long hair, but that was the style at the time.
Right.
And got to remember, in the 90s, he still had long hair,
oh,
and it
he
was
got
still
even
stylish
longer.
There.
Right, because it's, you know, right.
Other than that, there really isn't anything that would point to a specific time.
No, and Ray-Bans, they are still around, obviously.
Right, and
duct tape is still around. Swiss Army knives are still around. Yes,
his
for
clothing,
sure.
Which I believe, leather for the most part, came from his own wardrobe.
Yeah, leather jackets go with everything. Obviously, you know, you've got one. I've got one.
Yeah, and the bomber jacket, the blue bomber jacket,
right?
Or flight jacket.
And those things are comfortable.
Did you buy one?
I don't have one. I've worn one before at a track meet one time. I was someone else's. I was borrowing it, but you've got one, right?
Well, yeah, and
they're warm.
The site, the MacGyver online site, is they
have links.
A link.
They have links to Amazon,
and
Amazon, and
other
places. Other
places,
which is
and
so
you
cool.
Can buy
right
that
from the store.
Flight jacket for like $30.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, and you're right because they are comfortable and they're great
and
for
they're
and fall, spring, part of winter. As long as it's not bitter cold, you can still wear that jacket.
Yeah, and you can wear layers underneath, I'm sure, because then you got to bust out the leather jacket for that.
Yeah, yeah, well, or something even heavier than that.
Well, yeah.
You know, but I meant to tell you this. This is kind of MacGyver related. I'm planning on taking my boy camping.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, well, normally, Cindy, my wife, would go with me. but our daughter is only, what, 5 months old now.
Right.
And so she's not going to be up for camping yet.
No, not quite.
We'll eventually all go as a family, but I've been dying to go camping for a while. And nice weather. I just thought, wouldn't it be nice to have a guy time, me and my boy, going
camping? Yeah, bonding time.
There's this great place in Meshopin, PA. It's called Slumber Alley Campsites, and I've been going for years. And so I'm going to take them. I'm going to buy that on the MacGyver Online site. I saw they have that camping duct tape.
Yeah, I told you about that, didn't I?
That was you, yeah.
Yeah, he said they sell like 3 rolls with no cardboard. But see, what I do is I just go to the Dollar Tree and buy a dollar roll. And what I do is I put it in the vise on my workbench and clamp that flat and leave that overnight. And when I undo it, it stays flat. And you fit that thing in your back pocket. And the more you use it, the less noticeable it is in your back pocket. And you can use that stuff for just about everything.
Well, see, there you go.
That, and I got a 1985 Swiss Army knife off eBay for $10. So win-win
did
situation.
You?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's the one he uses in season one, episode one. So.
Okay. See, I had that one, and it's very thin. But boy, once I noticed the scissors that you can get.
Well, see, mine didn't have it. Yeah, because see, I want I've got the Spartan. I've got it right here with me. You can hear the click.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the Spartan, and it's got, you know, of course, it's got the knife. It's got the nail filer, the flathead screwdriver, and the Phillips head screwdriver. And the flathead screwdriver you can use for a ton of things.
Mm-hmm.
The nail file you can use for a lot of things. You'd be surprised. And on the back, of course, it has corkscrew and the awl and the toothpick and the tweezers.
Well,
but instead of the corkscrew, I wish it had the Phillips head screwdriver.
Mm-hmm.
And then set
that
with nail file.
First, my first pocket knife,
yeah,
too.
And I like the way they made them back then because they were more of a red and they're a smooth texture. But now they make them, it's like a maroon, it's a burgundy, and it's like a rough texture. So
well,
I just
it depends,
like,
I think, on which one you buy. I know you're right. They do make them darker, but if you get the same kind with the actual Swiss symbol on it.
Can you
get,
yeah.
I think they're a little brighter.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got mine when my first one in New Jersey. We were on vacation, and I convinced my parents, or my mother in particular. My father was fine with it. I was 12.
Oh yeah, yeah. I can see your mother not wanting you to get it.
But it was like $15, so I got it.
Yeah,
and
were you like really excited?
Well,
because I've been searching for like 3 years before I found mine.
Mm-hmm. Well, I kept it with me, and then once I saw him start to use MacGyver, I mean, start to use the scissors, or there's like a little saw. I thought, okay, I think.
Which those saws are razor sharp on Swiss Army. Everything is on Swiss Army. They come razor sharp.
Yeah. So once I saw the scissors, I thought, okay, so the next one I'm going to get is that, and I did. I that's the one I carry with me now, and. Boy, those scissors can't come in handy at least once a week.
Yeah, you can open letters with them. You can cut string. You can cut little things off your clothing. I've noticed that too. Like if you pull string, you can cut those. And while without worrying about it, pulling with a knife. Of course, mine's pretty sharp, so I can just use that. And you can, you just do tons of things with them.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, it's funny too because now the first knife I have, I keep in my brown bomber jacket.
Yeah.
You know, that's another thing about MacGyver. You notice he would have miscellaneous stuff, string or
which
you
and I have actually carry these things.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
I carry
just
25 feet of string, wire, paperclip,
little possible trinkets in your pocket.
Yeah, I pick up things along the way. Just like when I'm walking somewhere and I find something, I just pick it up. It's just what I do.
But, as long as I think it can be handy, I'll just toss it in a jacket pocket.
Right.
And there are times I go, man, I wish I had something to stick. Oh, wait a minute. I have this jacket on me.
Right.
I think I have a little bit of duct tape left or electrical tape, as the case might have been.
Right.
And I use it. And of course, everybody around you gives you that look like, what the heck, man?
And it's like, well, what if you were in this situation? Well, yeah, I don't see you fixing it, And then.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's kind of like,
what the
heck is the matter with you look?
Yeah.
Combined with a.
I just.
Wow,
or,
okay.
Yeah. Then you have the thought in your mind of, I just fixed this and you're in all of that. And
exactly.
Then there's always the saying of, I'd rather have it not need it than need it and not have it.
Did you ever see the old commercials on USA? What's he doing with that thing? Was always their
no, I haven't.
Phrase. No, they'd make it like a little rap. What's he doing with that thing? And they'd show clips of him doing it, and it's really sums up what everybody else on the outside would be thinking. Like, okay, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, and to have that happen to me. Yeah, it puts a little smile on my face.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm in charge of the situation. I got it. Without trying to be.
And while we're talking about this, we might as well give a couple examples of when we've used the MacGyver's in real life. I'll let you. You want me to start or you want to
No,
start?
You go ahead because it happens enough that I don't really register it. And I think you'll remind me.
So a couple weeks ago, it was actually a month ago or so, I was with a buddy and he has a concession stand. And the cash register was broken. And like the door wasn't registering when you closed it up on the top for the little paper thing. And so I was like, he's like, I'm just going to toss this. I was like, actually, give me a couple minutes. And so I went and rummaged. So I found some, I guess, use my duct tape, a piece of paper to cover the sensor, and a straw, a little mixing straw like in coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, like in 15 minutes, he was like, are you done? I was like, yep. And then it worked and we were able to use it. So.
Isn't that cool? And isn't it great when you become the go-to
that,
guy for
that
something
feeling,
that isn't working?
That feeling when you fix it, it's like, bam, I just used three things, three ordinary everyday items to fix a cash register.
And yeah. Somebody go, huh.
And he goes, right, he goes, man, I would have never been able to do that. He goes, I just want to throw it away. You just saved me a lot of money. It's like,
and
no problem.
And that really sums up the whole MacGyver way of thinking.
Right, and then when someone says, well, can I pay you for that? It's like, no, but just, pass it on.
That's right. Nope, happy to help. Because
you
got to
think
would,
of yourself,
like
right? And you got to think of your, he always just smiles and said, "No, just happy to help." You got to think of yourself on the other side. What if you were that person? Like for example, I think one time I don't remember I was going to run and I noticed some guy was. I thought he was breaking into a car. Then I realized it was actually his. At least I hope it was his, or else I just helped commit a crime. And I just helped him, used a coat hanger to grab the handle instead of push the button.
Right.
And he was like, he goes, man, can I pay you some money? He goes, here's like, he held out a 20. And I was like, no. I was like, you can do two things for me. I was like, one, you can pass on the favor. And I was like, two, please wipe that fingerprint off of your windshield of mine. Cause if this is illegal, I'm not involved. He's like, all right, I'll do it. And then, I haven't ever seen him again, but cause he used to run up there on the track with me. But yeah, I mean, just things like that. And you walk away thinking, man, I think MacGyver would have done the same thing. And that process just helps you do that because, you don't want to walk away because then again, if I had have helped that guy with the car, whatever, I probably would still regret to this day of, that poor guy, if I helped him get to class,
Well, and it does feel like kind of like a superpower.
Yeah,
you've just been set apart from the rest of the world when you,
yeah.
One, figured out this riddle that's in front of you, which is how I always think about it.
A puzzle.
You're the go-to guy. Somebody comes to you and says, I'm stuck. Will you help me? And then you figure out what was wrong with it or how to fix it. And then when you can hand it back and just, that's it. That's all I need to do. I don't need anything in return.
Yeah.
I feel as close to a superhero.
Yeah,
as
the true hero walks away quietly.
Right.
Because the satisfaction is within. The satisfaction is within.
Exactly, and that's
passing
that
on the
MacGyver, favor because there's nothing wrong with if somebody wants to give you something. Yeah, you could take it. There really is no shame in it, But the fact that you can just as you might enjoy it or appreciate it, to have that power to say no, thank you,
right? And then because that's what Mac would have done, and you got to think of yourself on the other end. Like I said, because if I was that guy with my car, I would have wanted someone to stop and help for sure.
Yep. Actually, I'll tell you something years ago.
This together.
Back in, I was still in grade school. And I had gotten, apparently, that type of reputation. And
this, we can talk about how your name came to be, too.
Well, sure. Kid around the corner comes down the alley. I was in the garage with my father. And he goes, oh, man, could you help me? I got to get in my house. And I locked myself out. And at the time, he didn't want to get caught. I guess he figured he was going to get in a lot of trouble with his parents if they came home and he wasn't in the house.
Yeah.
And he locked himself out. So I go over and I'm like, well, okay. And one, I'm thinking I don't want it to be illegal. But again, it's your own house. And as long as I don't break anything, I think we'll be okay.
Right.
And his window was locked and it was up higher. It wasn't on ground level. And I figured out a way to pop open the window and get him inside. I'll never forget him. Man, okay. Wow. Thank you, man. You saved my life. You are MacGyver. Holy God. And again, at that time,
you're like, thanks.
Buttoned me up after the fact.
Yeah.
But I wasn't even thinking like, ooh, look, I'm being like MacGyver at this moment. I think at that point it was already ingrained within me to be clever and to help. And then to hear it after the fact, I think is why it stuck out. Like, oh yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Okay, or if I don't take I remember being with friends who were climbing an old coal whatever the machine is that would take the coal up into the air and then drop it off into the back of a
like an elevator
truck or something. My friends had all climbed up on it, and I only, just being adventurous, climbed up only so far.
Yeah.
But then I told them, okay, guys, you know, that's enough. Let's get down. Well, they got down, and they watched me get down, and I guess something that I did reminded them of MacGyver, because I was the one guy, man, you did that just like MacGyver. I thought, huh.
You're like, I just got off. I never would have thought.
It's really cool to be complimented as your idol.
It is. It's a cool feeling.
When you're not trying to be.
Right.
You know, I mean, sure, I try to take after people that inspire me, but my wife will say that, like, man, that was such a Jack O'Neill. The way you said that was so Jack O'Neill or so Richard Dean Anderson. And she'll do that frequently.
Yeah.
And thank God she's there to point it out to me, because I'm not aware that I'm doing it at the time. And that is such a wonderful feeling. Like, really?
She's the enabler.
Yeah. Like, okay, I wasn't trying to be, but thank you. And to know that it's sincere, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
To have, and back to how you were saying about me getting my name, it's that type of thing that would happen. Because, again, I was 10 when MacGyver came out. So anytime after that, if I would do anything clever, or maybe I said something like MacGyver, or I had the long hair and I looked like MacGyver, I'm not 6'2" or whatever Richard Dean Anderson is.
Like 6'1",
I'm 5'9".
Yeah. Right.
So, but other than that, I tend to have a facial structure and body build like his. So that, on top of 80s, early 90s, having that long hair, you know, you do that plus say something or be creative, people go, oh, wow, you're just like MacGyver. And they don't know how much that means to me.
Yeah, they just,
like
they're just saying
around holding up a big banner saying, I love MacGyver. So to hear it organically.
And to hear someone else like, oh, a fellow fan, which is cool. And they might even be a fan just so they know who he is, especially nowadays when I hear someone tell me that. And I've heard a couple of people say, you know, Richard Dean Anderson, which is cool. They even realize mm-hmm, that, mm-hmm. Which is even cooler.
Sure, but you got to know that MacGyver is a household name at this point.
Right, it is, because more people know that than they do. And it's sad, because most people don't even know Richard Anderson's name. They just know him as MacGyver.
Sure.
But you know, you get what you expect, you know, 27 years.
Yeah, so, and for me, through the
it's
years...
It's in the dictionary,
you know,
so, yeah.
I was in grade school, and people would start calling me MacGyver, or Mac for short. And I thought, it was around this time that I thought, okay, let me do a little digging to make sure the actor is as cool as the character.
Yeah, because you want people calling you that unless he's cool.
Right. If he's a jerk, I don't want to bother.
Yeah.
So once I found out, oh, no, he's wonderful. He's inspirational. All right, I won't fight that. And then through high school, new kids would call me that. And then by college, people were, again,
new
on
people.
Their own.
Yeah, new people.
New people. And at that point, I just thought, okay, this is not only just it's more than a coincidence. I guess I'm not going to fight it anymore. And when everybody except your mother is calling you Matt or MacGyver and meaning it sincerely and not ironically or as a, look at, he's clever, like MacGyver. They're actually calling you that as your name. I thought, okay, then that's what I'll go by. I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
And you know, I haven't asked people who used to call me Michael, which is my birth name. I don't go back to people in my old neighborhood who knew me when I was 3 and tell them, you have to now call me Mac.
Yeah, because they're probably still going to call you Michael.
Yeah, and that's just goofy.
Yeah.
But I actually think of myself as Mac because
which is so cool, because like when I found out that your name was, because when I put it on the forums, you know, like anybody, you know, the podcast getting it started up, and you, I was like, man, this guy's name is actually Mac.
Yeah. But again, since 1985, that's what I got used to being called, and I can't think of a better nickname, and for a better reason.
Yeah, because you even though other people may not know, you know.
Your initials are
MJ, so. Yeah, which is cool.
Yeah, and you know, like I said, there's another Mac Jackson on Facebook, and he's requested to be my Facebook friend, and I don't want to say no,
but you don't even know
him. Yes yet, because I don't want people to get us crisscrossed. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because
I did originally. Actually, I sent him a request instead of you.
Yeah, But I figure if people through this podcast know me through the band,
we'll have links to our page in the iTunes description and on the website.
It'll be enough to do.
The link to that is MacGyverPodcast.podomatic.com. And of course, that'll be in the iTunes description as well. You can leave your feedback on that website too. So,
yeah. Do you have? Is there anything we're missing to tell the people?
I think we've done pretty well for the first episode. If you guys would leave your feedback, that would be great. And
please do
expect part two. You know, sometime in the future, soon.
Yeah, we're going to do the commentary for the first episode soon.
Most definitely.
But also, I mean, let us know about that. Would you want to hear more?
Let us know what you'd like to hear, the setup for that. Because we've done it once before, so if when we do the commentary, if we don't sound as excited, don't think it's because we're not. It's because we've already been through before, and it was a giant letdown. Mac and I were both ready to just throw our computers. Well, not, I don't know about you, but I was ready to throw my computer out the door.
Oh, I was frustrated.
Oh, we were just like, oh, you know.
I thought we did an excellent job, and then to find out that it skipped.
Yeah, it was scratchy. It was like a scratch disc, because I was on there editing. I was up until like 2 a.m. We were recording until 11 o'clock on a Saturday night. I got up at like eight o'clock that morning, and we've been working on it all day, getting it set up, and then we recorded, and it was golden. But this one's even better.
I'm happy. I'm proud to be doing this too.
This is my dream. I've been wanting to do this for over a year now, and you've been looking to do something like this. Because you're so knowledgeable about it.
You
can literally ask this man any question about MacGyver, and he will tell you.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, and
it's funny too because, just as a side note, years ago I was tested. I guess it was before third grade to see my learning capability, and what it came back to be was, and at the time, you know, I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know what it meant. I didn't care. I just knew that when we were done with this testing, my mother was going to take me to McDonald's. So that was all on my mind. And they tested me on a bunch of stuff, and they found out that I had perfect pitch, which didn't matter to me at the time. It does now. But also they said that I had selective photographic memory,
right?
Which it sounds like a good thing, but downside of it is
you remember bad things easily.
Yeah, well,
and I can speak for that too.
As far as school goes, if it's something that doesn't interest me,
yeah, and I've noticed that too.
Not only will I not retain it, it'll be harder for me to retain it.
Yeah.
But if it's something that interests me,
like MacGyver, like I can remember every single line of every single episode of MacGyver, and of course we've seen them a billion times a piece, or at least the ones that I've seen. So which is cool. But then again, you can remember bad things, but then school stuff, it doesn't always help.
Stuff doesn't click unless it's something that I like. So I would have difficulty with certain things in school, but not with others. Well, now that school's done for me, I just get to remember random stuff about shows, and I can tell you, you know, I'll watch something and go, oh, that guy was on episode such and such of MacGyver or Stargate or whatever it might be. So it has a good side to it, but it's not as wonderful as, say, people with photographic memories. Right. Like, it's selective. So if I like it,
yeah, you got to remind people, it's selective, and you don't always have control over the selectiveness.
If I don't like it, then I'm going to have, and I have to learn it, it would be a problem.
Right.
But fortunately for this podcast, it's going to be a good thing.
Oh, yeah. Mac, what episode did I mention this word? Episode 2? 25 minutes and 30 seconds into it.
Quote.
Yeah. Let me go back in my mind. No. But
before we wrap up, what sort of do you have any sort of random goodness suggestions for people?
Yeah, we'll do this every episode. We can just do like recommendations, just random things. I'll recommend season 1 of Battlestar Galactica. That is a great show. Mm-hmm. It's really, really intense, really dark, hard to keep up with. You literally cannot look away because it's like, wait a minute, who? And then you have to rewind it. But it's a great show. The Cylons and everything.
Like I was saying to you, the first two seasons were, as much as it was dark, it was so good. Even if I didn't want to like it, I couldn't help but I miss it.
Yeah.
You know, they would air it after Stargate SG-1.
And I love how during the space scenes, when they're out in space, you can't hear anything. It's really quiet because that's how it would be. It's a vacuum. Sound can't travel.
And it used to be the trifecta for Friday.
Yeah.
It was Sci-Fi Friday, and the Sci-Fi Channel was at their peak.
What year did it come on?
It would be, I don't remember off the top of my head.
2005?
It was during the last few good seasons of SG-1. So it was like season.
I know they're like on season 5 or 6. So it.
Season 6 or 7 of SG-1, as I recall, and then it would be Stargate Atlantis, and then it would be Battlestar Galactica, and those first two seasons, when they had everything really tight, it was surprising too. It wasn't like predictable where you knew how it was going to end.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a good pick for your. Do you have anything else? Anything music wise?
Well, I recommend 80s music. It's stuff is golden. But no, not I don't have anything too much. Pretty dry this week.
And I have to start sending you some links.
Yeah, you do. So what do you guys recommend? Because I know you're probably full of them.
Oh, I could go on for hours, but let me think.
Let's keep it like a maximum of 5 items, please.
Podcast part 2 is our suggestion.
That's my only suggestion. Listen to this podcast.
Who's out there looking to read any good comics?
I used to read, but I just dropped it because 1, too expensive, and 3, the writers of Amazing Spider-Man just don't get it.
Yeah, that's a conversation to have at one of these times. They're hit and miss now ever since.
We'll have a second podcast for that.
Yeah. But as far as what's strong right now, DC just started fresh. They ended basically the DC universe.
What about the new 50? Is it the new 52? I don't
the
even
new
remember
52
what it's,
is
that
called.
What it's called?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
So most of MacGyver, listen to me, Batman and Green Lantern have stayed intact as far as that, because you don't fix something that isn't broken. But everything else, they're starting from scratch. Basically, what they're saying is the DC Universe superheroes only started 5 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So there's not all this continuity that you need to follow.
Right.
Superman's outfit got tweaked. I'm not really crazy about that.
Yeah, leave it alone.
But
it's been
the Batman title, there's say 4 at the moment. There's going to be more. But there's 4 Batman titles. Batman and Robin, Detective Comics, and The Dark Knight. Out of those 4, the 2 that I recommend, which are solid and holy crap good, Batman, that they're dealing with the Court of Owls, for anybody who would recognize that. They're only 7-8 issues in, so you can quickly jump on. Batman and Batman and Robin are the 2 strongest that DC has out there right now, bar none.
Oh, that reminds me, another recommendation. I would recommend, I'm sure most people have seen it by now, but the Avengers movie. It was great. Now, it wasn't... I will say for this, like, because I went to see all the other movies building up to this, like, opening day.
Mm-hmm.
I will say I wasn't completely blown away, but wow, what a movie! And I saw it twice. And the character of Loki, they got him spot on.
Yeah.
And the scene where he's talking to Natasha. But I do wish my only complaint about that movie one.
Spoilers.
Well, a couple, but yeah. Well, I mean. Now, yeah, but Natasha Romanoff does not have a Russian accent. Scarlett Johansson, she didn't even attempt one. She speaks Russian, but she didn't have a Russian accent. That just annoyed me, because I know, like, because she would have a Russian accent, because she's Russian.
I know, but between you and me, I don't know how much of her trying to pull off a Russian accent for
probably wouldn't have been
hours.
That good. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd probably be getting a little annoyed.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm more of a DC guy. Over Marvel.
Well, lately, even though I don't read the books anymore, lately I've gotten into that because some of their characters don't have power. A lot of them don't, such as Green Arrow, who is currently my favorite. And his story is amazing. It's this rich brat got drunk, fell off his yacht.
Well,
I have a
now
bonus
they
ride.
Changed it.
Did they change it again?
Because of the new 52. Well, they made everybody younger.
Well, still, he's a great character.
It is a cool.
And
character.
I loved Smallville.
Show,
I cried
you know
when
that?
Smallville ended. There's what?
There's going to be a new Green Arrow show called Arrow. It's getting picked up.
I'm gonna go. Dance in the street, Lionel Richie style. Now,
he
just made my day, sir.
Yeah, look it up. It's called Arrow. It looks like it'll be good. I hope.
Now,
it
is
succeeds.
It the same costume as Smallville? Because that was amazing. It was all
it's
right.
It's not connected to Smallville. No, I'm okay with that.
Well, see, this is a you and I. Only thing we pretty much don't agree about is I mean, small. If well, I think you might agree with me about this, but if all of Smallville was like season 10, that show would have won so many Emmys because. Season 10, it just like every episode is like bam, bam, bam. And then he got on the costume, and then it was just like rapid. And a lot of people complained about that. He didn't put the costume on until later on. But
as a comic book reader, I can nitpick them.
But it's the modern story of it. You're not going to see a guy put on you know, tights, because it's modern. Like, they were saying, like, that was the rule. It's like, no tights. And even they made a joke about it with Green Arrow. The girl was like, nice tights. He goes, they're leggings. They're not tights. There's a difference. She goes, they're still tight. He goes, they're leggings. She goes, whatever.
I tried. I wasn't a fan of that show. I mean, I tried.
I mean, I liked it because it was, I just came across it randomly. I was bored switching to the channels, and I was like, he burned the S with his eyes. And I was like, holy cow, because I've seen a billboard for it before. Sure. Of course, I was like young. I wasn't allowed to watch it because, heck, the show went for 10 years. So I was like 6 when it came out.
Right.
Mom, can I watch this? No.
Well, as much as I'm not I'm more of a DC guy, but I read both Marvel and DC and all the other.
I like the universe feel of Marvel, but then again, you know.
Well, I'll tell you my recommendation from Marvel. Their top book right now, Daredevil.
Yes, I love Daredevil, but I mean.
Mark Waid, I believe, is the writer.
Ooh, he's good. He's
fantastic.
Good.
It's lighthearted. They make him fun and bouncy. It's not everything's dark. Some of the writers in the past, and I didn't have any complaint about it, made him go through, you know, a whole rigmarole of trouble. Well, now it's they've lightened him up. They've let him be fun again.
Yeah.
You know, more of a fun swashbuckler.
Which is cool.
Oh, so I recommend that from that. Let's see. Music-wise, anybody who goes to the
Listen Harmony to Constant Harmony Constant site, all day, every day, and your life will be amazing. Just listen to this man. I would recommend.
It was through our website. I'm very big on pushing the people who influence me.
Mike Nesmith.
Top of which, more than above anybody else, is Michael Nesmith, who many may know through the Monkees. So thereby, by the connection, Monkees too. David Gray, Katie Tunstall, I adore. These are my top notch, but. As far as somebody new, you'll see that when you go through our page. I don't need to really talk
and
about
that. What song is it that you sing about is actually about you and your wife? I love that song. I can't remember off the top of my head what it's called.
It's called The Story of Us.
Everybody go and listen to that song.
It's 99% true. You can find it on YouTube and all. We had one of our concerts recorded. So, yeah, Story of Us. And it's the only thing that isn't true is I mentioned 3 kids, and right now I have 2.
But hey, another one's going to be up. No, I'm just kidding. Triplets!
Yeah, as far as a new person that I'm going to add to my favorite list, it's a guy named Jeremy Messersmith.
Huh.
He's fun. He reminds me of, he's got quirky, fun lyrics like Elliot Smith. But he's got a voice like Paul Simon.
Oh, I love me some
wonderful
Paul Simon.
Range. Yeah, I mean, I love how he sings.
Yeah, You Can Call Me Al. It's a great song. And
And to listen to, it's funny because I downloaded all 3 of his albums so far. I'm hoping he has a new one coming out soon. But the guy isn't even signed yet.
Huh.
I discovered him because one of his songs, "Girl, a Boy, a Girl in the Graveyard," I think it was. Got played after one of mine on an internet station that Lori Dewar hosts a radio show called The Harmony Resort. It's on Saturday mornings. Then they re-air it later. Yeah. He plays our stuff. So I was listening to it and I heard his stuff. And you know how when you listen to someone that I just love their voice.
And you just like sit there waiting to find out who it is.
Yeah, so I asked them and I did the research, and I'll tell you, I love everything, every single song he has, and I'm hungry for more. But it amazed me that this guy has 3 albums and he's still not signed.
That's like when Lana Del Rey, you know who that is? You ever heard about her?
What's her name?
Lana Del Rey. She's an alternative singer. She got started from YouTube. She got started from YouTube, and I remember when she first got started, she wasn't even signed, and she did like music videos and stuff. My gosh, she got a voice.
And send me some links.
I'll do it for sure.
On the lookout for new.
She's incredible. Now she's extremely. You know, she's got an album out. So she's amazing. But
is she one of your favorites? Would you say?
As far as alternative goes, yes. But do I listen to alternative that much? No. But very little of her songs do I actually like.
Okay.
But she's cool. But I just want to thank everybody for listening. Expect part 2 sometime in the near future.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get this thing rolling. And you can all have links for everything on the iTunes description and on the website. Mac, any closing comments?
Just thanks. I'm excited. I'm thankful to be part of this.
Yeah.
And again, please tell us what kind of topics you want to hear us talk about. We're here for you. It's not just us running the show.
It's going to be a collaborative thing.
Yeah, we want to hear your thoughts. We want to make you people happy.
Yes.
So
good discussions. All right. Well, thanks again, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you guys next time.
Yep. Bye.